Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing most prominently in the body. Focus your attention there. And then try to breathe in a way that feels comfortable there. You can try longer breathing, shorter breathing, which feels better. Faster, slower, which feels better. Heavier, lighter. Deeper, more shallow. You get to choose. The important thing is you maintain your attention to stay here. And then you use the comfort of the breath as encouragement. This is a good place to be. Because the mind needs strength. It's constantly producing intentions. You could say the mind is like a factory. Intention to say things, intention to do things, intentions to think things. It's producing these things all the time. The question is, what's the quality control? Because this factory can produce all kinds of good things. It can produce all kinds of bad things. You have to think also about the environmental impact, because the things that you produce come back and then create the environment in which you live. It's your karma. So it's in your interest to take careful care over the quality control of the things you produce. Also to make sure you don't pollute the environment. Before you say something, ask yourself, is this really necessary? Is it true? Is it beneficial? Is this the right time for this? Only if it passes those tests, and you want to let it out into the world. Otherwise, your factory is going to ruin its reputation and at the same time create a bad environment for yourself. So, the same with your actions, the same with your thoughts. When you're thinking something, why am I thinking this? Thoughts come into the mind. They just spring up. The question is, some things that just spring up, we take and then we turn into something long and extended. You have to be careful about what you choose to think about, what you choose to say, what you choose to do. Because this creates the world in which you're going to live. So be very careful about this. At the same time, as I said, your reputation as a factory is going to depend on the things you produce. Of course, the things you produce depend on the things you take in, what raw materials they're working with. There's so many things coming in through our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body. We have to be very careful what we pay attention to and how we pay attention. That's going to have a big impact on what we produce, too. So take some time every day to listen to some Dharma. Take some time to meditate. Strengthen your intention to use only the best raw materials and to produce only good things. The best things you can produce, of course, are the factors of the path, virtue, concentration, discernment. These things are good for you and they're good for the people around you. And, of course, they come back at you. So you have to be very careful. If you're off the path, then you're creating a lot of garbage for yourself, a lot of obstacles for yourself. So remember, your mind is not just a consumer taking in things from outside. It's also a producer. And that's its most important role. It's what it's producing. You're careful about what the things you consume because they will have an influence on what you produce. But it's things that you produce that will have a huge impact on your life on right now, on into the future, and even after you leave this lifetime. What you produce is going to be important. So make sure you have good quality control both on the things you take in and on the things you let out. That way you create a better world for yourself and a better world for everybody around you.